everyone. This is Phyllis Spreitzer, your hostess with Higher Dimensions. Today we have the honor of having with us a very wonderful, wonderful person from my favorite state, the state of Virginia, Mr. Raymond Grace. Mr. Grace, I had met when I took a training course from him on dowsing in 2005. It was a one-day training session, and I do dearly wish it had been more. He is a marvelous healer. He has wonderful projects, some of which I'd like to get involved with, but he kind of knows that because we've talked about it. And we have had the pleasure of talking to him outside of that, and he did a little bit of healing and dowsing on me for helping me to heal and get rid of some negative energy. Did some energizing of water, which is helpful and tastes better, by the way, Raymond. Tastes almost sweet. And at any rate, he has some wonderful projects he wants to talk to you about today. We are going to have calls later on in the show, but I wanted him to tell you a little about himself and these projects, which well, this is his mission, and he has set his heart and soul on this. And I believe some of the main projects are cleaning the water and air, changing and improving energies in school, and good Lord knows we all need that, and reduction of violence and abuse towards women and children. Good evening.
Good evening.
Raymond, how are you today?
Oh, doing fine. It's a pleasure to be with you here tonight.
Well, I don't know. I think your phone went into a black hole because I went and looked and it was gone. So I did the next best thing. I made use of the little finger called the dialing finger, and by golly, you were lifted, thank God.
Oh, yes.
Well, I wanted to let you know again, I've read your book, and I've listened to those beautiful tapes, or seen the DVDs, and they are absolutely wonderful, and things are improving very mightily, but this is your time to talk and to tell the world about you and your mission and the beauty in your life and how we all can work together to help change the world and make it a better place.
Well, where do you want to start?
Wherever you feel,
and I'll try to provide the answers.
Well, I'll tell you what. Wherever spirit leads you is okay with me. I'll just follow.
Okay. I guess what we place we ought to start is a little about who I am.
Yep.
And I'm really basically a mountain man from southwestern Virginia that the world just happened to be the path to my door. And well, it gets kind of overwhelming sometimes. But anyway, I'd like to talk about some of the projects we have, and then we'll take your questions from there and see what we can do with them.
Okay.
But about 20 years ago, when my 19 years ago, when my little girl was born, I got to thinking about some things, because that kind of makes you see things different when you got a kid. And I realized that we had all the water that had ever been. Nobody had made any more to my knowledge.
Nope.
And every day we had less and less pure drinkable water, and every day we had more and more people polluting it.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that mm-hmm. this was a trend that could not continue indefinitely. It was going to have to stop somewhere.
Right.
Well, I volunteered to do something about it. At the time, not having a clue as to what I was going to do. And I did the only thing I knew to do. I started picking up trash out of the streams.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned that I could take a glass of water and hold it in my hands and do some mental work on it. You might call it say a prayer, set an intention, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that we could change the energy of it. Now,
fabulous.
Then I'm greatly paraphrasing and condensing all of this, but as we did more and more of this, we got an opportunity and found out that we could actually energize larger quantities of water, like a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found out we could energize a large spring that produced about 38 million gallon a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then on a radio show a couple of years ago, the host kind of threw me a curve that I wasn't expecting. And he said, if everyone out there, or those that chose to do so, would set a container of water by the radio, could you change the energy in it? And I said, well, I don't know. I've never done this before, but let's give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they didn't really know me, so the worst I could do was look silly. And, you know, I don't like to pass up opportunities. So we gave it a try, and the call started coming in that, yes, the water tasted different. They drank it. Some of the aches and pains went away. We'd have no way of knowing how many people actually did this.
Mm-hmm.
But to this day, I still run into people that will come up to me and say, I was listening that night, and yes, you did energize the water. It did taste different, or I drank it, and my pain went away, and so on. And I felt, you know, this was a little better than I had thought for.
Now, I'm going to stop you right here.
All right.
I want the listening audience, if you take a moment, and you just go get a container of water. It can be open or closed. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it's in. It can be a glass of water. Just bring it by your computer, okay? I guess it could be soda pop. Who knows?
As long let's stick with water.
Let's stick with water. Okay, good. We'll stick with water, and let's see how it is at the end of the show, because I think, Raymond, you're going to do a little energy work.
We're going to give it a try.
You're going to give it a try.
I figured you were going to ask me to do this.
Well, I did, but, you know, it worked with the DVD, folks, that I got from him. I put some containers of water, and I can tell you about that a little later, because I don't want to interrupt your train of thought too much, but... it worked from the water that I had when I was watching DVD and had it there. So you go ahead and I'll tell you the changes that I observed, but later on in the show. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I reasoned that if we could change the quality of water over radio waves,
mm-hmm.
we could do it with either a video or a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And we made one just as an experiment. And put them out there, and sure enough, we started getting a lot of very positive feedback on this.
Mm-hmm.
And the results have been so surprising. And I sent you
mm-hmm.
Quite a long list of emails that
mm-hmm.
people had written in, and
mm-hmm.
frankly, they were all surprises. We didn't know that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And
I do have the testimonials, and they're most impressive. I read every single word.
Okay. Anyway, we have a workable plan now, it seems,
mm-hmm.
that we can actually change the energy of water. We have scientific evidence in the form of water analysis reports of taking pollutants out of wells,
mm-hmm.
even taking arsenic out. I don't know if I sent you that one or
yep,
not.
Yep, got that
but,
one.
Okay.
Most impressive.
This was water that was tested before. We worked on it, and then it was tested again, maybe a month or so later,
mm-hmm.
and the pollutants had been greatly decreased.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the wells, now we don't have a whole lot of them, but
right.
they were tested maybe a year later,
mm-hmm.
and they were almost pollution free.
Well, you know, this is incredible because there's so many places in the world where, you know, the water is so polluted that they can't get a good drinking water. And think of what could be done perhaps in China with that terrible, terrible releasement of chemical pollutants into the Yangtze River or one of the other rivers, I think it is, another river.
Well,
and the people can't drink the water. They can't purify it.
Well, we've sent a few the DVDs over there, folks have ordered them.
Fabulous.
I want to avoid calls that I really don't have much of an answer for, so I'm going to try to anticipate some of the questions and
okay.
answer them ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were to ask me, what will this do? The only honest answer I can give you is, I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything so far has been a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't promise anybody that this is going to clean up your well.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say is, well, we have a lot of letters from folks that says it cleaned up theirs. Some said that I've had two cases where the well had gone dry,
mm-hmm.
and the folks poured some of this water in it, and the water came back. Now,
mm-hmm.
will it do it for everybody? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that a lot of the results has to do with the belief system and the attitude of the person working with it.
Exactly.
Because we have learned in our experience that the attitude of the landowner or whoever
mm-hmm.
looks after the property will affect the quality of the water.
Well, that would be true of even any kind of healing, you know?
Yes.
A doctor can say you'll be better, but if the person doesn't believe they're going to get better, They won't. Your belief system doesn't get overridden by somebody else's word.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you put into it. Your intent is all it.
Yes. So all I can say is, yes, we've had some remarkable, even miraculous results.
Mm-hmm.
As frankly, I think we've only scratched the surface of it,
mm-hmm.
because I would have to just about say I'm not sure anything is impossible with it,
mm-hmm.
but I still think a lot of it is dependent upon the belief and the intent of a person.
Absolutely.
If a person tries something and says, well, I know this is not going to work and I'm going to prove it's not going to work, they're right, it won't.
I think that's very true. Mark Twain said it almost paraphrased in a different way. He said, a man's going to be about as happy as he wants to be.
That's right. That's right.
So, but this project, and I guess people whose things didn't work, they didn't write you back to say it didn't work. Usually people write back with enthusiasm because they usually say, well, I didn't think it would work, so it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But you have enough of these that, to my mind, are very important. Now, I'm kind of a practical person. I like to see things. My mom was from Missouri, and so she's a show me state, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to open up and accept what somebody says unless they prove me wrong,
mm-hmm.
okay?
That's
unless
reasonable.
They show that they are not honest and open and, mm-hmm. and truthful in what they say. But I was going to put back here about the dogs. Well, I had some dogs who were having a breathing problem, bronchitis and allergies. And I told Raymond about them, and also that I had some pain and some blurred vision in my right eye that I've been trying to heal without going into a surgical situation. So I poured some of your water that I got 2 days ago from the energizing in front of the DVD. Now, after I poured the water in the dog's dish, you know, after about 24 hours, it started getting this kind of, culture growing in it. I don't know what it is. You know, I usually have to wash it out with soap and water to get it clear.
Yeah.
Well, I, and of course the dogs, you know, drop food in it and so forth and so on. So the water gets cloudy and dirty. So far, I haven't had to clean a dog dish other than to rinse the water out, of course. But no stuff is growing and the water does not get cloudy like it did before I started using just a few drops into the dog dish.
Well, that goes along with some of the other things we've heard, because we cleaned up a swimming pool
mm-hmm.
with it, and the folks did not have to put chlorine in the swimming pool afterwards.
Well, that's wonderful, because chlorine is not a good thing.
Well, as a matter of fact, we did an experiment
mm-hmm.
at a conference for Ozark Research in Missouri, in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, this was back in September.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted to see if we could take the chlorine out of the water in the facility where this was being held.
Okay.
It was about a 30-acre facility with a kitchen, dining room,
mm-hmm.
swimming pool, cabins, and so on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I used it as a class project. Well, what I intended to do was just to see if we could take the water, take the chlorine out of the drinking water
mm-hmm.
in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that they had a swimming pool, and instead of being that specific, I just said, let's see if we can take the chlorine and the fluoride out of all the water here within this this camp where we are. Well, the next day, somebody went out to the swimming pool, and there was no chlorine in it. It was all gone. And I thought, well, you know, maybe we ought to be a little more specific, but then again, we didn't need it anyway.
Well, also, I think I read in one of yours, either a book or I think it was one of the books, about doing a well that had algae growing in it and a moss or something.
Oh, that was a hot spring in Southern California, yes.
Okay. Want to tell the folks about that?
I've got a call one night, Miss Gentleman, and he said, I have a problem out here. I have a well that's going dry.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some other problems. I have been told you might be able to help me. And this is where we learned a few more things. I said, what happened on that land 3 years ago? And he said, what makes you think anything happened? Because I can tell with my doubting that the energy changed on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me what happened. He said, well, we rented it to some folks that, I'll kind of be a little bit evasive here, but they were not of the best of quality.
Okay.
And I said, well, I think you better get rid of them because they're ruining your water supply. I said, the intentions and the thoughts of people walking around on the ground affects the earth. I mean, scientifically stated, energy is impressed upon matter.
Right, exactly.
And thoughts and actions are energy, and the earth is matter, and so are our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go ahead and try to clean this place up for you, though. Do the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't promise you a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we did that, he said, well, I've got a hot spring here that's just full of moss and algae. We can only see a few inches into it, and it feeds into a large pool about the size of a swimming pool,
mm-hmm.
and moss and algae are growing all over the sides of it. And I have been unable to, by any method, to be able to clean it up. I said, well, you know, we created this video. At the time, it was a video rather than a DVD. And I said, it isn't really guaranteed to do anything except to educate you. But
mm-hmm.
if you would set a container of water in front of your TV set and play it, and then put a thought or intent, what you wanted to do, that you wanted to take the moss and algae out of your spring, I think it would probably do it. Well, this guy shows up at a class I'm doing in California 3 months later. And he said, after you cleared the energy on my place, he says, the water came back in my well.
Oh.
And he said, the people who had been living there and everything was really trashy and junky, mm-hmm. they cleaned it all up. He said, they just totally made it a 180 degree turn in
mm-hmm.
their behavior. And he said, I did put the water, after it had been energized, into the pool, and was out there the next week, and the moss was falling off the sides. And he said, I went up upstream and looked at the spring, and it was perfectly clear all the way to the bottom. He said, we'd never seen the bottom of that spring before. Well, now, we all know water runs downhill.
Well, sure.
So why did it clean up the spring that was upstream? Because I put a thought form in that water that it would affect all of the water that it touched.
Wow. So you're also telling people that you have to have not only intent, but you also have to, be kind of specific about what it is and tell it, you know, where you want it to go.
Well, yes, you have to put your intent in. And if there is one major ingredient to working with this water, it is called respect.
Okay.
Because water has a spirit. We have learned this.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit of water will not stay where there is greed and selfish desire. That's why the water bottles sitting out there on store shelves, only part of them have the spirit of water in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I normally don't buy water because I carry my spring water with me, but if I'm flying on airplanes,
mm-hmm.
I have the ability to carry that much, so I occasionally have to buy water. And I walk in a store, and I will check out the water, and the first question I ask is, does this water contain the spirit of the water? And if it doesn't, I leave it on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And I find some brands do and some brands don't.
What are some brands that do have the spirit of water in it?
The best water that I have found is Trinity.
Trinity, okay.
Trinity, yes. It is the best water that I have found.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I got a couple of bottles yesterday of it. To use in some scientific experiments. Some scientists have asked if I would energize some water to use in their experiments of making medicine.
Oh, and, good. Tell us about this.
Well, there's not a lot to tell at this point because the experiments haven't been done.
Right. But what is their intent?
Say again, please.
What is their intent? What do they
want
to prove?
Their intent is to create alternative medicines
mm-hmm.
That have no ill side effects.
Excellent.
And that are affordable to the common person and that they work.
Well, that's perfect.
Well, I greatly admired these people. If I can I mention their name?
Sure you can.
It's called Institute for Therapeutic Discovery.
Uh-huh.
And it's in, I don't remember the name of the town, but it's in New York.
Institute for Therapeutic Discovery.
Institute for Therapeutic Discovery. Yes.
Excellent. Okay.
And
in New York.
I was invited to speak to about 30 of the dozen scientists this last September,
mm-hmm.
and I spoke on water. And I then exchange some emails with part of the folks there and energize some water for them, and they could tell a difference. One doctor had a little girl that had terrible allergy problems, and they just went away.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
So I believe it was allergy. I'm trying to remember if it was allergy or asthma. I don't know. Sometimes I don't remember all the real technical details.
Well, that's okay.
But anyway, I did get positive feedback that it worked.
Excellent.
But now, here's the interesting thing about it. The little girl was 8 years old. Now, this is what really stuck in my mind. I energized the water for these folks. They did not really tell her this. They just gave her the water and said, take a drink of this. She took a drink out and said, this water is different. It's helping my body. This is an 8-year-old kid.
Wow. Wonderful. It's beautiful.
So,
I think this is just fabulous. I could listen to stories like this all night. The thing is, it just makes my soul sing inside when I hear something like this. I'm going to give you a chance, and I'm going to sit here and let you please put up talk about your projects and the website you have, because you just sent that to me today.
Right. We just got the website up this morning, and actually you prompted this by inviting me on the show. We've been working on it, but then when we found out we're going to be on the show, we said, you know, we really got to get this done.
Well, I'm so glad that I helped stimulate some activity here.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And
well, the link to the project, actually, it is linked to my website, which is simply my name, raymondgrace.com, and it's R-A-Y-M-O-N. There's no D on it.
Right.
And the project website that we put up today, it's both linked to that, or you can go to it separately, either one, and it's just Raymond Grace Projects.
Right.
.com.
Right. And it is great. You can check on to Dowsing and Tools and who he is, and the call to action and the projects and the books. This is wonderful. I went to your website and just printed down downloaded the first page because I didn't have time by the time I found your email today to get more than the first page, but it looks good.
Well, really, there's going to be a lot more on it.
Okay.
We have other people that are contributing articles to it, and what it is, it's an information page.
Okay.
And we have a number of goals here for it. One is, we want to put the word out to anybody that will listen worldwide that, yes, you can have better water than you've had in the past, and your descendants can have better water than your ancestors did. But you're going to have to do something. You can't just wish for it. You're going to have to learn. You're going to have to smarten up and do something.
Right.
Because I don't think I'm capable of changing all the water in the world. However,
we are
capable of putting the information out there to help other people do it.
Right. Well, the thing is, we have to learn to help ourselves.
That's right.
We can't rely on other people to do things for us. And it's our lives, it's our family, it's our health, our water, our earth. And so wherever we are, we can work with this project. And as I told you, I'm very interested in working with you on these projects. I've started becoming very aware of the water and that I'm drinking to help heal myself. And I've given out some bottles to others, and they're going to get back to me, by the way, with responses on as to whether they see a difference or not. So I can let you know.
Okay, please do.
Because it's anecdotal, I know, and a lot of scientists think anecdotal doesn't matter, poodle-am-a-sam. But you know what? The scientists don't really know how to measure energy and intent, and that is what makes everything go, truly. You mentioned at the beginning one time in our conversation, and I'm sure in your talks, that we've got all the water on Earth that we're ever going to have. There's no more being created, as it were. And that you did mention that it's gotten polluted over the millennia and centuries of all the stuff and the emotions that people have thought and put into it, including dead bodies and violence and good stuff as well as bad stuff. But the thing is, you're talking about clearing out all the negative energy. Is that correct?
That's correct. Now, I honestly don't know how much of this we have accomplished, but if I can believe the people who are measuring this, now they are measuring with dowsing, and I know dowsing is not a scientific way of measuring things, but one of our major things that we think we did, and I have to be very careful how I say this, but what we think we did, we worked at removing the non-beneficial memory from water. Now, Mr. Emoto, the Japanese scientist, has made a few books where he makes pictures of water.
Exactly.
And to anyone who doesn't know out there, this man takes a container of polluted water, takes a drop, freezes it, makes a picture of it, and it looks like a blob. He will do nothing more than write, I love you, or thank you, or some words of that to that effect, and tape it on the side of the glass, take another drop, freeze it, make a picture of it, and it will look something like a snowflake.
Right.
Well, when someone showed me his book, I said, well, this man has proven what I have said for years, is that our intention can change the molecular structure of water.
Absolutely.
Well, now stop and think a moment here. If water has memory, and if we have all the water that has ever been, then does it not stand to reason that the water would contain all of the negative emotions of all the wars that have been fought, all the torture, all the atrocities, and the starvation?
All the sorrow.
Human beings have a terrible track record of being nice to one another. And the water would contain the memories of all this. At least this was my thinking on it.
Yeah.
So I got to thinking one day. Right here is the basis of all the work that we do, and that is that everything is composed of energy, and the intelligent human mind has the ability to change energy. So why don't we see if we can remove the negative memories that are within the water of the world? Well, we have tried it. I cannot verify how much we have done. I'm inclined to think quite a bit. I have had dowsers check lakes and say, tell me how much negative memory you can find in the water in that lake, and they can't find any. So we think we've done a significant amount of good here to this. Well, we've done one of two things. We have either done something that apparently has never been done before in the history of the world, or we have fooled some fairly intelligent people. One of the two. So I believe in what I see happen. And when I get letters from people that their water in the well smell like rotten eggs, they put some of the energized water in it, actually been energized by the DVD, and the odor was gone in a few days, I believe that. I believe it worked. Something worked.
Oh, yes.
And when a well is going dry and we work on the energy of the land and the water comes back, well, that's pretty good evidence.
Well, I think that would be wonderful. I'd love to see it for the Southwest, where so many people are suffering now, to bring back some of the water. And I'm wondering, could we do this with the air to bring the water patterns of the air over the dry land to help those who are being flooded to not be flooded and to bring the water where it's needed?
Well, that I don't know. I certainly don't want to say that we can't. I got an email one day from a friend wanting to know if I would help a tribe of Indians in Peru. Because they had drilled wells and the wells were dry. Well, I thought about it for a moment, and they wanted me to send me a map and me to tell them where to drill the well. And I think, well, I'm not sure that's the right way to go, and I don't know if I can do that anyway. What these people need is water, so let's just use our abilities the best we can and see if we can get them some water. Well, what they had was a lot of rain after that.
Why not?
Did I ask for rain? No, not specifically. I asked for water.
Right. Well, that's one form of it.
So I don't want to say anything can't be done. I just have to be honest and say, well, we haven't done it yet.
But we could try.
But, you know, 10 years ago, we had never taken chlorine out of water.
That's right.
So I think we're just scratching the surface, just getting started here.
I agree.
So one thing about it, if we don't try it, we won't do it.
That's right. You know, it doesn't hurt to try. I mean, it's not going to set against you that you tried to do something.
No.
And at least it, because energy also builds. And sometimes, how many times has an inventor gone back over and over an experiment to make sure that it works?
Well, I have heard that Thomas Edison found about 10,000 ways a light bulb wouldn't burn.
I can believe that.
Before he ever found one way that it would.
Yeah, well.
So we've actually got a little better track record than that.
Yeah, he really worked a long time for that one.
But what I have found that I would like to impress upon anyone who's interested in doing this is the respect of the water and the communication with the water and really working to do something that would benefit the water, the earth, the air, and humanity. If you have those intentions, you're going to get a lot more success.
Well, the thing is, it needs a positive mind, and that is what we call a believer rather than a doubter and a naysayer. You know, it's, again, I know that the people who listen to our show have already got a positive stand in their minds, or they wouldn't be listening to shows like ours. Because we are exploring the alternative fields of medicine, of expanding the mind, of using the source of energy, and dowsing is one way. Now, you use the mechanism of dowsing. That's wonderful. Tell us a little bit about dowsing, because some people don't know a heck of a lot about dowsing and the things that you've learned to do with it.
Well, dowsing, my friend Walt Woods has a very good definition. He says, dowsing is a mother's intuition with a readout device. And that's about as good a definition I could I can put. My simple way of saying it was, it is a way to receive information by the use of a physical object that we would not be able to receive by logical means.
Okay.
The generally understood way or definition of dowsing would be some old fellow with a forked stick looking for a place to drill a well.
Now, was that supposed to be a hazel switch or what?
It just depends upon their belief system.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, in other words,
there was about as many beliefs as there were dowsers, I guess. Well, my mind reasoned that if a person could find a vein of water many feet under the earth, and many of them, the dowsers were good enough to determine at what depth it was and how many gallons it would produce per minute, and a well was drilled there, then the predicted results were achieved, then there had to be something more there than the five senses.
Right.
Well, I'm not really looking for water, and I'm not using a forked stick. I simply figured that if water could be found, various things within the energy field of a person, within a human body, within a building or property, we just have to state what we're looking for.
Okay.
So what I use it for more than anything else is clearing negative energies from property. I spent an hour and a half this morning talking to a school teacher, first cleaning up the place where she lived, and then I just volunteered to clean up her school. And it was, it badly needed it.
Our results have been
on this, that whenever we do this, behavior changes very positive in the students.
That's right.
We had one school we worked on, and the teacher called me a couple of months later, said there's been no gang violence in the school since you worked on it.
Wow.
Well, this is what we're putting up on our website, stories like this.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you one that was from an abused women's shelter out in Arkansas.
Right, I read it.
That the energy totally changed in the shelter. And the family that had been coming in every few weeks hasn't been back. The police hasn't been called to their house.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we changed the energy.
Mm-hmm.
So dowsing cannot only be used to get information, it can be used to send their intent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's nothing magical about it. People are always saying, what do you use to douse with? I use either a 45 or a 357 bullet on a chain.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I think you said you could even use an acorn on a string.
You can. It doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't matter if it's animal, vegetable, or mineral.
Not really. I don't think so.
No, I don't think, as long as it hangs down.
All it is nothing magical in that bullet. Oh, whenever I ask for something to be sent to a place, it will spin in a clockwise manner. When I ask to remove something that is non-beneficial, it will spin in a counterclockwise manner.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefits of this is, you know how long it takes. You know when you're done, you can start another project.
Mm-hmm.
The length of time and the velocity at which your pendulum or dowsing instrument moves, whatever it is you happen to be using, is a direct indication as to the amount of energy required to complete the project.
Mm.
And it's just very handy, you know, when you're done, start something else now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is also, by my definition, a tool which allows you to access your higher consciousness, the great spirit,
mm-hmm.
a higher intelligence, whatever term you might be comfortable mm-hmm. using. Actually, my friend Ed Stillman in Sedona, Arizona, in his brain research, has shown that doubters simultaneously function in all the brain frequencies, alpha,
beta, delta.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's theta and delta, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, that's interesting that you would use all four electromagnetic frequencies at the same time.
That's what his research has shown.
Now, that's
and I don't think he's the only one that has found that. I heard someone else had discovered the same thing.
Hmm.
But see, what this would explain would be why you can, maybe like this morning, I'm working on the school talking to someone I don't even know on the
mm-hmm.
telephone,
mm-hmm.
and I can tell them what all is wrong in the house and
mm-hmm.
also what all is wrong in the school,
mm-hmm.
even though I've never even been there.
Right.
It's just a matter of asking the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are functioning simultaneously in all the brain frequencies, in the beta, I'm sitting there talking, carrying on a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
In the lower brain frequencies, I'm receiving information.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very good, a pretty good definition of what the psychics do, too, you know.
Yeah, probably so.
And also, I know you didn't want to bring this up too much because you really wanted to work on the projects for water. And the projects for helping abused and women and children. But you also have used this for healing as well.
Oh, yes. Matter of fact, about every day. The only reason I hesitate to mention it on the air to a large audience is I just get overwhelmed with more requests than I can possibly handle.
Right.
And I'm not really in the business of doing this. What I would much prefer is that people learn how to do it for themselves.
Exactly. And to this end, sir, and we'll segue in here slowly, is that you do teach this dowsing technique, and you do teach, and you give lectures and seminars. Could you tell the audience when and where, you know, some future ones might be that
well,
they could attend?
Well, it's simpler for them just to go to the website.
Okay.
It'll take a lot less time.
Okay.
Now, the 2006 schedule isn't by any means complete.
Okay.
I've actually kind of been cautious this year to not overbook myself because last year just about wore me out.
Okay.
And I'm going to probably go fewer places this year,
mm-hmm.
and we're also probably going to start trying to teach by DVD or internet program or something of that nature.
Okay.
Because we can reach a much wider audience,
mm-hmm.
and it's more economical for them. It's less tiring
mm-hmm.
For me to travel and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to learn to work a little bit smarter and a little less hard.
Okay. Do you have any setup for this year, like in Virginia?
Oh, yes. Matter of fact, I'm only going to be 2 hours from you down in Newmarket, Virginia.
Okay.
The last weekend of February.
The last weekend of February.
Yes, and that's already on my website. If they just go to the website and click on there. But hey, for right now, if anybody's listening, it's going to be at the Quality Inn at exit 264 off of Interstate 81. And
mm-hmm.
Look on the website, and there'll be a person there to contact with a probably phone number and email address.
And that's on your website?
Yes.
Okay, which is
www.raymongrace.com.
RaymonGrace.com.
Yes.
That's fabulous. Okay. Well, I wanted to let them know that because, you see, Raymond is not—he's not a golly gee whiz and the guru type. He's a teacher. He is a man just like everyone else. He has a gift that he wants to share, and he has a living to make as well. But he gives this gift unselfishly, and I can tell you that because I've talked to him myself. I've seen him work with people, and I'm very, very impressed by him. And I hope that the audience will listen into this and call in or really go into your website and reach out to you and to learn, because it is so easy to learn. I saw him teach a class of what, about 70 people, was it last year, at the ARE in Virginia Beach?
Yes.
Something like that?
Yes, about that.
And people were doing dowsing, and they were helping each other and healing. See, it's taking control and doing things for yourself. It's that old saying that you can feed a village.
You give a person a fish, you feed them for a day, you teach them to fish, you feed them for a lifetime.
Exactly. And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to do what others are trying to do, but in his own unique way, as to teach dowsing and to teach you how to use it and use it wisely to enrich your own life and that of those who are around you. And then you, in turn, can go and help teach others. Because this is how we spread as a community, by helping each other. And it's very important. But it's also a fun thing to do. I mean, there's nothing like the feeling when you see somebody helped with what you do.
Well, it's more than just learning how to use a pendulum and dowse. It's learning how to use your mind. There are an infinite number of probable futures out there.
Exactly.
And whichever one happens depends upon what we do about it.
Well, you know, you can do it for contracts. Find out whether or not you should sign a contract, whether or not there's a problem in the paragraph.
Oh, yes.
Whether or not you should buy a house. Is this person, good to be to be a good neighbor? It can be used for, is this the right doctor to get? You know, it's a myriad of things that you can use. In fact, Raymond tells me before he called me when I invited him on the show, he used the dowsing to see whether or not it would be a good idea.
Yes, I always do. But, you know, it's also used for prosperity. Now, prosperity
exactly.
is more than money.
Go ahead.
Prosperity is health and friends and
yes.
happiness and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I go to buy a vehicle or buy anything of significance,
mm-hmm.
I find it at the best possible price.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach other people how to do this. And I have letters to that effect. Actually, I think in my book called
yes.
The Future's Yours, Do Something About It,
mm-hmm.
we have letters in there of people who have saved quite a bit of money by
mm-hmm.
But just accessing their intuition, making the right choice, changing
mm-hmm.
the circumstances, whatever. It
mm-hmm.
it just works beautifully. My number one winner on prosperity was $1 million in 2 weeks.
Okay, tell the folks about that.
Okay. I had a friend up in Canada who was in the cattle business, and this was about 4 years ago whenever the word came out that there was a mad cow found up there.
Right.
And he lost $1 million the first week.
Wow.
Well, I happened to be visiting him, and money was going out by the truckload.
I'll bet it was.
And I said, you know, this is not a thing in the world, but what we call mass consciousness. Mass
exactly.
consciousness is a combined thought forms of people.
Right.
And mass consciousness is a form of energy.
Right.
And I use a trick I called it mental judo.
Okay. Mental
and
judo.
And
like
that is
name.
Taking an energy that is being used in a detrimental manner and turning it around and using it for something positive.
Exactly.
I said, let's take all this mass consciousness and turn it around and
mm-hmm.
get your money back. I went to visit him 2 weeks later, and he had his $1 million back.
So, you see, you could use it for prosperity. Now, a lot of people have what's called a poverty consciousness.
You better believe it. I well know that. I've lived in that type of people all my life.
Well, you know, I have to say that I didn't think I was one, but I think I am. I have to say that. Because I've put limits on myself, and now I've decided there are no limits, that I should just remove it. Now, I've worked with some of the dowsing techniques that you've taught me, and using your wonderful, wonderful book, Techniques That Work For Me, and the dowsing. And I use a bobber, by the way. I like the bobber.
Well, it's fine. It's fine instrument, yes.
It's a fun thing. So I used it for a friend of mine who's really very, very ill, and he hadn't sold things for months, and he was in the antique business up in West Virginia. And I said, well, let me see if I can do this for you, because I know you need the money for your house, for medicine and everything else. I called him 5 days later. I said, how did it work? He said, I sold $6,000 over the weekend in
yeah.
1 day.
Yeah, that's a typical story.
And he said, and it wore me out. I said, so you're complaining? So you don't want me to do this again? Oh, no, I want you to do it again.
Well, that's one of the things I encourage people to use. Actually, maybe at another time we'll get into why people are have this, but let me see if I can sum part of it up in a couple of statements. We are the end product or the final results of all of our ancestors before us to the dawn of time.
Mm-hmm.
And if we inherited the color of their eyes, hair, skin, and body type, mm-hmm. we inherited their beliefs, their thoughts, their memories, and their characteristics.
Mm-hmm. Genetic
so
grabbing.
Poverty mentality. Most of us came from a long line of impoverished people if you go back far enough.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you don't have to go back that far.
No, that's right.
And I realized, one day that I have inherited a lot of these people's characteristics just because they were my ancestors.
Okay.
But here again, these characteristics are forms of energy and therefore can be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Yes,
and
it
we've
does.
Been able to help an awful lot of other people with that.
If
you don't mind, I'd like to change gears just a little bit.
Go ahead. It's up to you.
One of the things that I want to try to impress upon anybody that will listen is that there is an awful lot of abuse upon women and kids.
Oh, I
now,
can sense
maybe
that.
On other people, too, but that's the ones I seem to be trying to help the most.
Right.
I'm perfectly willing to that these methods be used to help anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to thinking about it. It doesn't have to be this way.
Exactly.
Things can be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to give an example or so.
Mm-hmm. Please.
In British Columbia, about 5 years ago, the director of a battered women's shelter came up to me, said, I have two women that come in at least once a month, and they're all bruised and bloody. And they stay there until they heal up and things die down at home. They go back in the same situation, and they'll come back again in about a month. And it just keeps on going.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted if I'd get involved. I said, well, I'll see what I can do. You kind of take notice, see what happens. So the next year, I'm up there again. She comes running up to me. Neither of the women have been beaten in the past year.
Beautiful.
And then the letter you read from the... The shelter there in Arkansas.
Oh, in Arkansas,
this was
right.
From the director that the energy in the shelter changed because she said these people come from dysfunctional homes,
mm-hmm.
so there's certain types that develop. We have the bullies, we have the victims,
mm-hmm.
we have all that. She said, since you've cleared the energy in this place, we don't have that now.
Mm-hmm.
She said, we still have people coming in, yes, but the ones that were coming on a regular basis aren't coming back now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can describe it better than I can. But, see, we can do this all over the country.
Yes.
So I reasoned that if we could create a video or DVD
mm-hmm.
that could change the energy of a container of water,
mm-hmm.
we could create one that could change the energy in homes.
I agree.
So I did.
Okay.
All right. Now, we went out a little bit further because the reason abuse continues usually is because no one does anything to stop it.
Exactly.
There's a standard answer. I don't want to get involved.
Well, or they helpless, or they feel they can't stop
it. Yes. Well, what I did, I did my best to take away that excuse.
Right.
I provided the information, I
mm-hmm.
provided the energy, and all they have to do is direct it.
Right.
So what we've gotten some feedback on this, not a whole lot yet because it hasn't been out there that long,
mm-hmm.
but what I've suggested that the people do, if they want to clear a school, if they suspect some home where kids are being abused, they simply write down the name of the school, the address of the place, or some way to identify it.
Right.
Set that up, put it on a little piece of paper, a little card or whatever, set it in front of the TV. But they got to get involved.
Absolutely.
They got to work on it. They've got to focus their intent on it. That's all they got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to be on the TV screen. And I'm going through the process, step mm-hmm. by step, of clearing the negative energy out of wherever you focus your intent.
Right.
All right. We now have, at least it appears that we have, a way that we could clear up every abusive situation in this country if somebody would just get involved. Now, we can't do it alone, but we can provide the information that it takes for other people to do it.
That's wonderful. That's fantastic.
Now, all we need is people doing something.
Absolutely.
And what I found out recently was, in this area where we live down here, is the number one in the nation in child abuse. So I've been putting out the word
mm-hmm.
About this. Well, one day, a member in law enforcement came up to visit, and he said, have you been working on child abuse in the area? And I said, well, I've been putting out the word that we need to do it. Why do you ask? He said, well, I was talking with a psychologist this week, and her caseload for abused children has reduced 50%, and we don't know why.
Fantastic.
Well, I have another friend who is a local judge, a very compassionate fellow.
Mm-hmm.
He comes by the same evening. We're having a little get-together, and he said, I have been working on the abuse shelters in the whole area.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you're the one that made the difference.
Yes.
So all it took was one person willing to do something.
I think that's fabulous.
And that's the message we were trying to get out there
okay.
to anybody that'll listen, especially anyone in a position of influence.
Absolutely.
Is that, yeah, we got ways of doing this. Now, it's a little bit far out for conservative thinking, but conservative thinking hasn't solved the problem.
No, and you know what? You don't have to throw money at it either. So you
that's
don't have
right.
to put it in the budget.
That's right.
And you don't have to buy a special tool.
No.
And you don't have to have, other than just basic training and intent, and even intent, where your heart will show you as well, will help. So, ladies and gentlemen who are listening, this is Raymond Grace. He's just a wonderful person. If you want to call in, if we have any time to call in, I don't know if we do or not, but if there's time to call in, anybody wants to call in, please feel free to call in and ask any questions you might have. Raymond Grace, 5 minutes, folks. If you
okay.
want to make a call, you have to now. This is Phyllis Pricer with Higher Dimensions. You can reach into the archives of our show at bbsradio.com to listen to this program with Raymond Grace and or any of our other prior programs. But any information that you might want or you didn't get to write down, you can get out of the archives. Mr. Grace's website is, again, www.raymongrace.com. G-R-A-C-E, one word, .com. You can contact him. I think he is a fabulous person. He's done wonderfully well with the work he's done. He's well known. He's been on Coast to Coast AM. He's been on shows. He gives lectures. He's been to the Association of Research and Enlightenment to give training. He does training. I think Newmark at the end of February, you say, is your next training. Any projects that you want to do, please contact him, because I think it is an absolutely wonderful opportunity for each of us to become involved and change this world that we live in, and to raise the vibration of the earth and to change the negative aspects of every portion of our lives, every portion of our lives, to create a more gracious living. Now, I have to tell you, Raymond, since I've been re-energized to do back to do this again, I give psychic readings. I think I told you that.
Yes.
And what I'm doing now is my gift to the people after the reading is I will do psychic, work, energy work on them to help remove or help them through whatever it is they're going through, and to bring in peace or prosperity or healing or whatever it is that they want. I do that afterwards. As a gift to them and to the universe with whoever I give a reading to.
Well, you feel free to use any of the information I have there to help as many people as you can.
Well, yeah. I certainly have every intention of doing so. You've been gracious enough to give me your permission to take these DVDs with me, and where I go, I'm going to try and take my portable player and share it with the people wherever I am.
Okay,
so that
I did mean to say something else to anyone out there who has children. The book I wrote about how I use positive techniques to raise my daughter.
Yes, Seasons of April.
We've had some really good comments on that book. And
it's wonderful.
It really seems to be helping quite a few people out there.
Oh, yes. Now, the other book is The Future is Yours, Do Something About It.
Yes.
By Raymond Grace. Seasons of April, How to Help Your Kids Succeed. And I was so tickled pink. Because, you know, a lot of what you did with your daughter, I did with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just didn't have so much of the rural area to show them. But I did what I could with what I could in this wonderful city of ours. And, I've had such a wonderful time talking to you. You're just a delightful guest.
Well, pleasant talking tonight. And hopefully we got somebody out there that is listening and is going to do something.
I sincerely hope so, and I think I'll be seeing you in February.
That would be fine. Be very happy to see you.
And thank you all for listening in to The Higher Dimensions. I'm Phyllis Pricer, your hostess. You can reach me by email, cpr433-9313@aol.com, or the office number is 202-387-2080. You have been listening to Raymond Grace, our guest for tonight. God bless, and thank you so much, Raymond.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
God bless. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.